This episode was sponsored by Critical Dice and the Endless Bag of Dice.
Welcome to the Compendium, a resource that's designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing.
Yeah, and I think that kind of leads me to the last thing in this category I wanted to talk about, which is line of sight, which is that idea of, you know, who is in your vision.
Right. And so line of sight honestly comes into play more with spellcasting than it does range or melee combat.
Okay.
With like, you know, you're shooting a crossbow or bow and arrow, something like that. If you can see them, you can attack them, even if you can see just a little bit of them. With spells, there's a lot when you read the descriptions that'll say a target that you can see, or a target that you can see that is unobstructed by something, right? And so they'll say in the description if you have to be able to see the target. Now, what's interesting is that some spells, it just says if you have line of sight. That doesn't mean that there's nothing in between you and them. So if you can see them, but there's a pane of glass between you two, it's fair game. Like, for instance, the fireball spell. You pick a point that you can see, so line of sight, and then a bloom of fire blossoms in a, 40-foot radius. And so that just means I can see where I want to drop this point of destruction. It doesn't mean that it crosses the intervening space. Sacred Flame, which is traditionally a cleric cantrip, that kind of just falls from the heavens. And so as long as you can see them, you can blast them with radiant fire. Others, you have to have an open shot, just like a bow and arrow would.
Okay. I think that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's just you have to kind of think about the narrative of what's actually happening. Like if there was some kind of, you know, glass or something in between you and a target, you're casting lightning bolt, that's going to go between you and it. That's going to cross the intervening space. Now, is a pane of glass going to keep a lightning bolt out? Probably not, but that's the idea, that some magic just happens where you choose it to happen.
Thanks so much for tuning into the Compendium this week, guys. I hope you enjoyed listening to the conversation that Jason and I had. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast so that you're always the first to know every time a new episode is published. They come out every Tuesday and Friday, or if you're a patron on our Patreon account, every Monday and Thursday, since you'll get them a day early. If you'd like to learn more between episodes, you can always follow us on social media by looking up the Compendium, C-O-M-P-E-N-D-M, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.